Today, I'm joined once again by Andrew Denman, who's the CEO of Ascent Resources, which is the London-listed independent oil and gas exploration and production company with a focus on onshore European and Hispanic American projects. Certainly, Andrew, it's good to have you back again.
Hi, Michael. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yesterday, big announcement saw Ascent bringing news of the initiation of the arbitration and the revised damages estimate. Can you give an idea, us a reminder of the background there?
Yeah, sure. So Ascent has had a position in Slovenia for over a decade now, where the company has a 75% interest in Slovenia's only oil and gas concession, which has produced since the 1950s, and which to date Ascent has invested over 50 million euros in the development of the discovered resource. Most notably, two new wells were drilled and stimulated successfully in 2011, with initial flow rates of 9 and 3.5 million standard cubic feet per day, respectively. So good flow rates. These wells were then suspended pending a commercial gas sales agreement, which was secured in 2017. When the wells were then put back into production and exported gas via the high pressure pipeline to INA in Croatia. And at the time that those wells went into production, it was immediately observed that the flow rates had drastically reduced, likely due to the fractures having closed in that interim 6-year period to secure the GSA. And reservoirs of this nature would usually undergo stimulation on a sort of 2 to 5 year basis. So perhaps. As maybe have expected given the time period. But however, consequently, the JV has immediately applied for permits to go and re-stimulate those two wells, as had been done in 2011 and over 30 times in the prior 50 years on the field. That ought to have been a 2-month authorization process. However, it turned into over a 2-year-long period of ARSO, who's the Slovenian environmental regulator, frustrating the development of the project, which has significantly delayed answers to our applications. And when those decisions were rendered, they were arbitrary decisions, which were against the advice collected from their own experts that they consulted. And all of this was along with some personal tweets made by members of the Slovenian government against the company and the project. So this populist campaign by Slovenia against the company has continued to gather pace. And in Q2 this year, the Republic of Slovenia approved amendments to its mining law, which now prohibit the use of hydraulic stimulation for the purpose of producing hydrocarbons. So, given that the company's JV is the only oil and gas concession in the country, and the transcripts of the parliamentary sessions that reference the law change alongside references to the British corporation, as they refer to us, all of this aggregates that we strongly believe this is specifically targeted at us as foreign investors, and that these actions of Slovenia have culminated in significant monetary damages, which the company assesses to be in excess of 500 million euros. So in May, the company announced that it had entered into a binding agreement which completed to appoint Enyo Law, who's a specialist litigation and arbitration expert law firm, to pursue this case on behalf of the company on a no-win, no-fee style basis, which has now allowed us to formally file our request for arbitration against the Republic of Slovenia under the Energy Charter Treaty and the UK-Slovenia Bilateral Investment Treaty, where we'll be seeking compensation and redress for those significant monetary damages as a result of the effective expropriation of our investment.
And what are the various stages in the arbitration procedure here on in?
Yeah, so we previously issued two notices of dispute. And the first of those was back in 2020, and that was in relation to the significant delays and arbitrary decisions made against the company, which then obviously caused significant time delay to produce hydrocarbons. And at that time, you may recall seeing the RNSs, Michael, that our assessment of those delayed revenues was a damages number in excess of 100 million euros. Now, earlier this year, following mining law changes in May, the company issued its second notice of dispute with regards to an effective expropriation of the investment by Slovenia, which has now caused us to suffer a loss of the full investment value of the project, which we currently assess as now to be in excess of 500 million euros. So the difference there is the initial one of 100 million was a delay in development, and now we're looking at are suffering of the loss of the full investment value. So that's why there's a difference in those two numbers. Now, following the serving of the dispute, we triggered a compulsory 3-month cooling off period, which is a period of which we were effectively frozen and we had to stand still. However, that has expired. And after which that has expired, we're now able to file our request for arbitration with the ICSID, which is the significant step we announced yesterday. So it's kind of difficult to provide a time estimate, really, in regards to how the case progresses from here, given that it varies from case to case. But in terms of the next steps that we're expecting to execute, well, we expect the ICSID now to register this request. And once it's accepted, a tribunal should be appointed. From the time that the tribunal is constituted to the hearing on the merits, the parties will be providing evidence and legal arguments in support of their cases, further to which there will be a hearing on those merits. And finally, after that hearing, the party's arguments, the tribunal will retire and then they'll issue an award. So a settlement could also be reached at any of the different stages of that arbitration process should the parties reach an agreement. And on the first notice of dispute, we did enter into a period of pre-arbitration settlement negotiations with the Republic of Slovenia. And given there has been some government changes in Slovenia with a new government being sworn in recently, maybe they might be in a position to follow up and engage with us on the back of the receipt of the information bundle that we landed on them yesterday. So that's the sort of forward steps that we're looking at now.
And the 500 million euro figure, how's that been determined?
So our damages claim, as I just mentioned, is based on a loss of earnings as a result of Slovenia's breaches to the rights afforded to Ascent and its subsidiary under the ECT, the BIT, and Slovenia's own domestic as well as international laws. So the company's damages valuation is based on the lost project earnings as a result of not being able to continue to economically develop the tight rock reservoir as a result of the ban on hydraulic stimulation. So consequently, this damages number is somewhat fluid in regards to the fact that gas price changes daily. And obviously every day we have a new gas price that crystallizes a variable to become a static known. However, the damages model is very conservative with regards to future forward pricing, which is modeled at a significant discount in excess of 50% to the current spot and future market gas prices for the rest of the year and next year. So we're confident we have a robust number there. And also this initial assessment has also been confirmed by an independent expert, which specializes in this sort of legal assessment as well. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, certainly there seems to be a lot going on at Ascent. Can you give me an outline of the expected news flow over the coming months?
Yes, of course. So I think we are well positioned going into the back end of the year. We really look forward to continuing to build momentum and keep investors updated on that journey. We expect to confirm receipt of the second and final payment from our JV partner in relation to historic revenues. So last week we announced we'd received net €650,000 with regards to 2020 and 2021 hydrocarbon revenues from the PG10 and PG11A wells. And we are expecting receipt of the balance of circa €840,000 at some stage this month. On top of that, we've announced that there is a mediation date in September between Ascent and our JV partner GeoEnergo. And that's in regards to different interpretations of the RJOA, which is that sort of governing document between us as partners. Now, this is a dispute over Ascent's entitlement to hydrocarbons produced on the concession area from other wells than just the PG10 and PG11A that we've been speaking to. And this could result in us recognizing further seven-figure revenue numbers following a productive outcome for the company in that mediation. So that's news that we are expecting to update investors on in the coming weeks. Furthermore, we're in discussion with our JV partner about putting forward a proposal to resolve the JV's dispute with its operating service provider, which we've been updating investors on over the last 2 years. We're hopeful of achieving good success there as well. And we look forward to recognizing further revenues from the remaining gas sales, which is obviously being sold into a very buoyant gas market price in Central Europe. And on a monthly basis, Any response, any sort of response we also may receive from the Republic of Slovenia following their receipt of the arbitration request bundle that we sent to them yesterday as well. And on top of all of that, we're actively pursuing new business development opportunities over in Hispanic America, where we're focused on natural resources with an initial focus on Peru in precious metals processing businesses and onshore oil and gas developments, where the company has obviously got expertise. So we look forward to updating investors as that journey continues on a number of fronts, and hopefully continue to find momentum and traction on the last couple of days' announcements that we've been able to update investors on.
But with regular funds now flowing into the company, can you confirm this removes the need for a capital raise?
Well, yeah, the revenue recognition is a really meaningful milestone for the company, given the commercial complexity and frustrations that have been going on at operational level for some time now. So we're really pleased to have achieved that. Now, given the expectation of a continuing monthly production of circa 100,000 standard cubic meters per month from those two wells, the average monthly production for the first half of the year was a little over that, 110,000 standard cubic meters per month. But let's use 100 for the sake of simple maths. And we'll take a gas price equivalent to €2 per megawatt hour. And I think that's probably about a 15% discount to today's spot price, which is just over 230, I think. Well, on those sort of merits, the company might be expecting to receive circa €200,000 of monthly revenues from the two wells moving forward. And as we also mentioned, obviously, we have a mediation event and with our JV partner in September, and the company is expecting to be able to re recognize revenues over other wells in the concession area. And if it is indeed successful in its claims to those hydrocarbon revenues, then they would be additional monthly revenues for us to accrue moving forward as well. So it's well timed to be able to get this recognition in, because the gas price is encouraging, and it's good to have a platform with our JV partners now where we're engaging with one another to try and resolve the problems that have manifested over the years, so we can enjoy access to those gas revenues for the remaining time that they're available to us.
Yeah, it's certainly sounding good, Andrew. Appreciate you joining me this afternoon.
No, thank you very much for your time and your interest. And yeah, I look forward to hopefully speaking with you in the near future on further updates as we've just spoken.